Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. And as you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could imagine, and as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch the forehead, and as it does, I want you to feel all the little frown lines, all the little worry lines in the forehead just seem to disappear. The forehead smooths out, feels so relaxed, and you feel this relaxing light coming around the eyes. Now the eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So heavy, they don't even want to seem to open. They may flutter a little bit, but that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And as the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now, all the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now, and all the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy, and the teeth part. Mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears so that all the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. Relaxation goes to the back of the neck now, down around the shoulders. So much tension seems to go to our shoulders, but now you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to the backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in the back just seems to relax. The relaxation seems to come to the small of the back and around the bottom. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of the thigh now and into the hollow of the knee, around the calf of the leg, around the heel, to the bottom of the foot, and each and every toe just relaxes even more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper. Calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, allow yourself to shift your body however you need to in order to become more comfortable and become even more and more relaxed. We are going to proceed to relax the rest of you now. Starting with the throat muscles, feel the throat muscles just start to relax. Relaxation comes down the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arm, over the elbow, down the forearm, to the hand, and each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing. Doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation now coming to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bone, across the instep of the foot, and into the foot itself. And each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper. Relax deeper, and as you continue deeper, an even deeper calm. Very, very relaxed. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of the feet is a beautiful stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe valley of relaxation. This staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each number will take you even deeper and deeper and even deeper. Ready to proceed? 10. Take that first step down. 9. Deeper, deeper. 8. Way down now. 7. Deeper, deeper. 6. Deeper, feeling very relaxed. 5. Deeper, deeper. 4. You are going into a deep state of hypnosis now. 3. Going deeper. 2. Relax to even move, feeling very calm. 1. At the next number, you will enter this beautiful place, peace and tranquility, called deep, deep hypnosis. More relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. 0.
When you were a child, you probably had things you didn't like. Perhaps eating certain vegetables, taking naps, watching a movie with a lot of talking, or having to sit and do nothing. Yet now you might love to do any number of those things. Tastes change, our behaviors change, and things that were disliked now liked. As a child, you probably also hated being told what to do, especially when you wanted to be doing something fun. The very word chore tends to make us cringe and want to avoid the activity. We carry this throughout life, and certain activities feel heavy. Like we could be doing something fun, but we feel we have to do them. Somewhere along the line, cooking may have fallen into this category. It feels like a chore, like something we have to do, when we'd rather be doing something fun. The meaning of what cooking is for has gotten lost. It's been a means to an end, creating something to tamper down our hunger for a few hours. Quicker, easier, faster, these are the things we look for, not healthier, nutritious, or healing. We need to step back, though, to truly understand and appreciate what cooking actually is. Cooking isn't just creating a meal to stop hunger. It's for taking otherwise inedible or tasteless ingredients and making them into a delicious feast. It's for taking ingredients that may be nutritious on their own and combining them into nutrient-dense vitamins and minerals that our bodies can readily use. It's for helping our battered and bruised bodies heal, to give restorative power to our cells, to invoke the amazing ability to rebuild. Cooking is a wonderful opportunity you've been given to create a delicious combination of foods that will heal you. You realize this is an amazing gift. In the kitchen, you have the opportunity to invoke all of the senses. The tantalizing smell of garlic sauteing in a pan, listening to the sizzle as you lay a piece of steak onto the griddle, seeing all of the pleasing colorful veggies as you place a tray of it into the oven, sinking your teeth into a freshly made baked good, tasting a wonderful bite of warming stew and letting it fill you with warmth. From now on, you'll look at the kitchen as a place of opportunity and ability to create magic. You'll understand that cooking is one of the most important tasks you can be doing. It's a gift you've been given to create healing. Each time you cook, you can create delicious dishes that heal your body and move you closer to health and feeling fantastic. Cooking is a wonderful activity, one you look forward to each and every day. Cooking is relaxing and peaceful for you, and you look forward to trying out new recipes and new skills. Even when life gets busy, you still know the importance of cooking, so you make time for it. You know some days you'll make feasts, and some days quick meals. But you always feel pride and happiness to have the ability to cook. Each time you cook, you feel a certain sense of wonder at this gift you've been given and appreciate it more every time you step into the kitchen. That's right. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll come more and more back to the room, to waking consciousness, with the feeling that cooking is such a wonderful gift you've been given. 1, locking in 100 times deeper that cooking is a relaxing and peaceful process, and it's something you look forward to each and every day. 2, hearing the sounds in the room around you now. 3, feeling your hands and feet. 4, taking a big stretch now. And 5, eyes wide open, wide awake, refreshed and ready to get cooking.